Good morning.
Good morning, Ernest. How are you?
Well, a little better.
A little better. What's going on? Yeah. Talk to me.
Well, I had to take out a business loan, and
finally
paid off my other loan, so I can go ahead and move forward with this. But
okay.
I'm hoping that this is going to be the tool that's going to change, you know, my website and that has helped change my business.
To bring you some more business. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
so we're going to
yes.
definitely do our best. Keep the open okay. communication with us, like I said, so we can help you
okay.
every step of the way. Okay.
All right.
So let
okay.
me do this. Ernest, what's your last name?
Yeah, Leon,
D-E-L-E-O-N, right?
D-E-L-E-O-N.
Okay. Two words. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the best number always to reach you at is the 512-736-3506, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. The company name, I currently show it reading as Economy House Painting and Remodeling LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What's the address that's associated with the business?
It is, well, now the...
It won't show on Google. It's not going to
okay,
show
good.
Anywhere on Google. We hide it. I just
okay,
need to
good.
Have it for the back office. Is it the 18109 Gantry Drive?
Yes. And just so you know, because we don't do...
Yeah.
We don't have a storefront.
No. You don't need a storefront. No,
okay.
I'm very well aware. So the only reason why that I like to have the address on file is because for our back office, you are not a storefront. No one goes and buys products from you.
Right,
so your
right.
address will never show. Okay.
Okay.
Google
okay.
doesn't even want it showing anyways. Okay.
Okay. But I know that Google sometimes gets confused and they, you know, they frown on that you're not showing an address.
No.
But
if you're a home office. Not if you're
right.
What you do is mobile. You go to the place
yes.
you do work. No one comes
right.
to you. So Google
right.
in that case they don't want the address to show. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Now what we're gonna do, just so you know, you're gonna have a local tracking number that's gonna be linked to your phone number, and it's not going to completely stop, like I told you, the spam calls, but it is going to alleviate from you getting so many. But this is really the way, Ernest, that you're going to be able to even track where those phone calls are coming from.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that you want to notate on your account that is authorized to make changes in the event they were to call on your behalf? Okay. Perfect.
No. And I should share one thing, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it seems like it came from, like a Google alert, and it says there's somebody, I don't know where I have it at, if I took a screenshot, I might be looking in a few minutes, that there's somebody that, is saying that they're or owner of the company.
What?
And let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. I thought I took a screenshot.
So I'm going to tell you,
sure
any alerts that you get like that, don't ever click on anything until we can verify for you, only because there's a lot of scams out there that'll tell you, oh, it's a Google alert. And if you look really carefully, it could end up being something that's a scam. Like there could be a letter off from the word Google. And if you click on it, it can just take over. So we want to always be very, very careful what we're clicking on, okay?
Okay.
Just for your protection. You know what I mean?
What is it? What was the question?
I was saying you never want to click on anything that you're unsure of. A lot of those, a lot of times those things are scams. Okay.
Right,
so be very careful.
Okay.
If you ever get something like that, reach out to us so our team members could take a look at it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And then while we're talking, I'll try to see if I can.
If you can find it, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I took a
Ernest,
screenshot of it.
I know you have your LLC. Are you insured as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm insured.
Okay. And then I'm putting you down. I just want to notate some of the services that you offer. So obviously it's painting and remodeling. What else do you want me to notate? Like general construction, home improvement, handyman?
I would say home improvement, handyman, because I realized too that there's I worked for a handyman company earlier this week. But it went bad because the guy they put me with originally was on a major flood, and and it happened a long time ago. I mean, a while back, and so they put me in there. She asked me to give her an estimate, but I don't know why, because she was going to pay me by the hour. And then she said, "No, forget it. We just got it for a couple of days." But the guy that they put me with, he's been with them for 5 years. And, and then she goes, what would you do on the base of that? I said, I would demo the complete walls and baseboards and everything. And then this guy they put me with, he says, no, we're just going to do the ceiling patch and we're just going to, you know, prime all the stains and all that. And as I went through it, I found that there was, damaged sheetrock at the bottom, and I pulled off the baseboard, and there was mold all in the wall. And the guy still wanted to, you know, well, just fix that, but leave all the other walls.
No way.
I said, God, you need to call the office and tell them that we need to demo this full room. And so at the end of the day, they had somebody come over there, and then that guy, he goes, well, I thought you said that the guy that was here was a professional, you know, that he knew what he was doing, you know, which was, he's talking about me. And they ended
what?
Up going to go, yes, he went, they went and hired a remediation company instead of letting me complete the job. And I was going off of based of what the guy they put me with was telling me to do.
Oh my God.
So it didn't work out. It didn't work out.
So the guy said he thought you were a professional?
Yeah, the other guy they sent to go look at the end of the day when I told the guy that they had me with. That's one of their seasoned guys.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that kept picking at him like, dude, you need to call the office, tell the office that we need this is bad that we need to stop and demo this whole place and whatever. So they sent somebody else over there, one of their other guys, and the other guy was thinking that it was me because we had put up a patch on the ceiling.
Yeah.
But which I was only doing it because that's what I was told to do, right? I was just to help.
Yeah, of course.
I was just following instructions. And so he thought, well, why would I do that instead of, you know, demoing, and that's what I told them.
You're like, that's what I told. Oh my gosh!
Yes. I even have it in my text message.
You know what's terrible is because here you are. That just goes to show you that guy, that other guy, didn't even care. He was doing half work. Cutting corners. That's horrible.
You know,
people can get sick from mold.
Yes, and you know what would have happened? You know what would have happened? Let's say, actually, by me being there, I was their savior. Because you know why? Had I not been there and they would have done it, him and another guy, they would have completed the repairs, but not the way it's supposed to have been done, right? And then later on, because the walls were molded and they were with still water, all that would have came out later on, and that company would have got sued. They would have got sued.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And
oh, my
so
gosh. I'm so sorry that happened
that
to you. That's so rude.
That's my luck.
It's okay. God's going to turn it around for you. We're going to be, we got to be positive. Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, here you're doing the right thing, and then this guy wanted to be just cutting corners.
And I get punished. And I'm the one that gets, you know, gets punished because they didn't call
me. Okay, but you know what, though? God sees that, Ernest, okay, that you were being honest and looking at the welfare of these people, right?
Yep.
That could be sick from mold.
Yep.
That's super serious.
Yep.
So he's going to honor that. You're going to see the blessings coming, okay?
I hope so.
Ernest, this website that I saw, is that actually your outright website, the one that I'm looking at?
The one, but it's a, how would I say it? It's kind of, it's not been, we haven't put pictures in it yet. It just got posted this January.
Okay. But you have someone who handles that website for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I just want to make sure that that would be the right website attached. Okay.
Do you see anything that says who the host is? I mean,
let me see if I see it towards the bottom. Yep, SiteFlex.
Yeah.
You're
good.
That's it. Okay, perfect.
That's it.
Good. Because I want to let them know you already have a website.
Okay.
So listen, we're not going to go in there and mess around with your website, okay? Just so you know, we just want to make sure it's attached, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. So let me put your link here. Now, you don't have a Facebook page, right? You have a personal one?
No, I don't have one. I was going to be trying to set one up, but I noticed when I found some more notes from you as I was going through my tablet. And it was back in March and July. I was talking with, made a note that I got a call from you, and then I was talking, you know, with other people, and so I seen that again. I go, oh my God! I say we are 2 weeks away exactly. It was on the 20th. Of March, and I said we're 2 weeks away from being a year from that conversation.
Yeah. Okay. So listen.
Oh my God.
So the Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
You at least have a personal page. What I need you to do is
I don't have one. I don't have.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I would need. I think you do that. Would you be able to assist me with that, or is that something I need to set up?
You're gonna need to set it up, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay.
Okay,
and we'll give you the steps on how to do it too. So don't even worry about that.
Okay, good.
So
good.
The reason why I say we prefer that you set that up is because. So here's what you do, right? You open up a personal page. You don't have to have friends or pictures on there, but you have to have a personal page for you to open up the one for your business. And we can help you with posting on it once you have it open, because you're going to add us on as managers to that Facebook page.
Good.
The business one, and then you're going to add us on as managers to your Google business profile. But the reason why I say you do this is because so you always have the ownership to your Facebook business page. It's way better for you to do it that way. Okay. And our team members, they'll send you the exact way how to do it, the steps. It's real simple. It will never be anything complicated for you. Okay.
Okay.
So, and then you'll just send us the link. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then they'll tell you how to add us as managers. So let me tell them we'll create business Facebook page and provide link. Okay. Perfect. Provide link. Okay. Great. So let me just put that note. Now, Ernest, for the payment, the card that you're using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
The card that I'm using does have my business name and both. And if we can, stop for a second, I found it. I found that thing. It says new owner for www.economyhousepainting.com. It says to owner of the same thing. Google has identified that Megan at carsforsale.com has been added as an owner of https://www.economyhousepainting. It says property owners can change critical settings that affect how Google search interacts with your site. It is important that you, that only people who need this level of access have owner status. Be sure to revoke this role when it's no longer needed. And then it has a button down that says recommended action, manager, property user, and permissions to manage property users and permissions visit users.
Do me a favor. Can you send that screenshot? Can you text it to me?
Okay. Okay. Yes. And then text it to what number?
I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to send you a text because I want you to save our phone number. Right now, this text message that I'm going to send you is going to have the credentials to your client dashboard. So that way you know how to log into your client dashboard and track your results with us. But it's also going to have our 877 number, Ernest, and I need you to save our phone number in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose your phone number. Okay? So I just texted it to you. Okay?
Got it.
So you can reply to that text with the screenshot, and then I'm going to have the team look at it.
Okay? All right. Let me because so what I don't want it, so let's say if it's a scam and I click on that button.
Don't click on it.
Then that's going to get me. But so people, and then I don't know if it's from Google or not.
Well, that's why I'm going to have the team look at it. Don't click on nothing. I'm going to have the team look at it. They can tell.
Okay.
They will know.
And the only thing is I'll probably have to get more information later on when I get time. I'll take a full screenshot of the, if I could see the email that was sent that it came from.
Yeah.
Because right now on the screenshot, it doesn't have it.
Try to find the email that it came from because we can also tell that way too. But send me the screenshot and I'll have the team look at it. Okay.
Okay. So see, those are kind of things that I'm been getting. And so I don't know what the heck's going on, but.
Yeah. You just want to be real careful is all. That's why you have us. We'll look at it. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to.
But don't ever click on anything.
Okay. All right. And then do I need to put, what kind of memo do you want me to put on the text below?
Just text it. I'll get it. It's going to come directly to me.
Okay. Here we go.
Connected to your account.
Okay. I sent it right there. And, but whatever it is, it feels like somebody is trying to hurt me because in last year after I got a false review, somebody said, how do you like all that money you lost? And that just pissed the hell out of me, and I don't know who that is. So somebody is doing this to me, and they have right now my credit is gone. I can't even buy a house. I may not be able to rent a house, and by the end of the month, I have to move from where I'm staying because I've been here over a year, and it looks like I haven't done anything to better my life, so they've asked me to move from here. And now, you know, a little bit of work's coming in. You know, I got this loan, but if nothing doesn't change within 60, 90 days where I get my business back the way I had it before, I'm done. I'm fried. I'm already in my, you know, I'm 64, and this is the years that I'm supposed to, you know, put my nest up, you know, have my nest ready, getting ready, but for when I get older. And now all that's been taken away from me. The ability to buy a home, the ability to rent a home, the ability to go get loans, anything like that. And luckily that I have, you know, this source that I have and was able to get some funds. Otherwise, you know, I would be staying in pure hell. But somebody did this to me. So this didn't just happen just because I failed.
You didn't fail. And you know what? Yeah. But it's going to turn around, and we got to keep our faith in that. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Ernest, does the card have your name on it too? Just Ernest de Leon? Or is there like a middle initial?
No middle initial.
Just Ernest de Leon. And then how does the company name read on there? Because you said it's a business card, right? That has a business name on it?
Card, it's got, actually, it's tied to my business, But on the actual card, it has my name on it.
Just your name. Okay,
yeah,
Ernest De Leon.
Yeah, it doesn't show my business on it, but it's a PayPal business card.
That's okay. That's okay. As long as it just shows, I just need to know what name shows on it. Okay. And then is it the same billing address, the 18109 Gantry Drive? Okay.
Yes.
Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
It is, let me see, 5581.
Mm-hmm.
5853-7167-8224. And then what balance, what amount are we doing? We're doing this for the 300 that we talked about?
Let me go back.
Okay. So I think you said you were going to override or bypass the
I'm going to wait. Yeah, I'm going to waive your setup fee to help you. It's going to be just the $299 is what you're paying to get it started. It's $299 every month after that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then, and then you just pay the $299 monthly. It'll be an automatic charge, right?
Okay.
And then I'll read it all to you in the voice verification recording, too. It's for your protection.
Okay.
That'll outline everything, okay? So let me go here. And then what's the expiration month and year?
It is 0127.
Uh-huh.
Is the expiration. It's January 27.
Yeah. And the CVV code on the back?
024.
So what I'm going to do first, Ernest, is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It is for your protection, and what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement.
Okay.
And it's because I have you at that discounted price that we don't typically advertise. Okay. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Ernest, if there's anything that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your transaction. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Economy House Painting and Remodeling, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ernest De Leon, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm also also noted as a member and also an employee of the business. So I just figured
that's
out,
fine.
I don't know if I
that's
need
fine.
To
no
know
worries.
All that.
Owner, no. Owner is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, our calls to you are going to come from our customer service phone number, so please save our 877-635-6225 number. It's the number that I texted you. Save that number as Local Splash under your contacts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. All right?
Okay. And likewise. Well, okay. I'll do it less time than that, but.
Yeah. Now, it's okay. We know as long as you're responsive.
Yeah,
now,
right.
We know sometimes you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. You will return our call, so we're good with that.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes, okay.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. I will provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
I guess my first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Precious.
Precious? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, anytime that we call you, if you ask us what's my security question, we're going to tell you Precious. If someone calls you, right, and you're just like, I'm not sure that they're local Splash, and you ask them what's my security question, if they hang up, you know it's not us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you go ahead and disconnect the call on them.
Okay. Now, does this happen a lot that people will act like
But we just do it. No, but we just do it for your protection. We always like to be protective. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't happen often. But it's
and then
just,
how will I know? Will it come from the same number or?
It will call you from the 877 number, Ernest. That's how you're going to identify it's us.
Okay.
And even if you weren't sure, you just say, what's my security question? And they'll tell you, Precious. You're like, okay.
Because usually, I try, if I don't know the number, I try not to answer.
That's why we tell you, save the phone number. Save that 877 number in your phone.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So that way you know when the number comes up, you're like, oh, it's local Splash calling. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, an example that I'm going to give you, several of my clients, they get calls by a company called Yelp.
Okay.
Yelp basically advertises for their specific directory listing, okay?
Yeah.
If you ever get those calls
mm-hmm.
and you happen to be interested in their advertising, let me know and we can offer you a discounted rate. But for right now, stick with stick with this package, okay, for right now.
Well, if I can add to that.
Yeah, if you can.
Apparently, I used to be with Yelp back in 2018, and we had a dispute with some of their charges.
Yeah.
And then they ran a charge without my permission for like about $800, and I disputed it with PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And but to my knowledge, they got paid anyway, but PayPal refunded me on their end. And just recently I tried to set up what do you call it? You
like Yelp ads?
When you have your business and you you acknowledge it's yours.
And
so but then they told me after they opened it up, they said that they closed it and said that I owed them some money. And so I contacted PayPal and they showed that I paid it. And then I contacted them and, I went back and found emails and it showed that the account was paid off and that it was closed with no money because I told them I didn't want to do business with them anymore. And it was closed, with me not owing any money. And then I sent that to the guy and he goes, nope. He goes, we're showing you owe money. And then I'm like, well, let me talk to the guy that sent this to me. He goes, he don't work here no more. So I ended up losing that opportunity to be able to have that listing with Yelp. So, and I'm not gonna pay him $800 again.
Yeah, no,
you know,
no.
So I just have to lose that, that source.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at with Yelp.
So you have a Yelp page and we're going to brand it for you so that way it's visible because you have content on there, okay?
Okay,
now,
but what about if they say something about that? Because
they're not.
I can't advertise on Yelp.
They're not.
You sure?
I'm positive. They're not going to say anything because all we're doing is making sure that Yelp page that is visible. That's all. We're not doing Yelp ads on there, so you're fine. Okay? Don't worry about that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
What does that mean?
That means that before you do any other marketing, all we want is for you to call us and let us know before you do it so we can make sure it's not a service that we're already providing you just because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to.
Okay, now, so just let us know. Okay, now, just to confirm, are we referring any other marketing to tied to this business or any other marketing, period?
Any other marketing tied to this business.
Okay, okay. Because I am, just to let you know, as another secondary source, so see if, you know, because right now I'm looking at all avenues to try to generate money as quickly as possible. Because right now, I just lost my my only lead source that was giving me a little bit of money, but it cost me. I had contracted one job out of it for $6,000, which I'm about to start here. But then the weather is going to be bad the rest of this week, so I'm about to go and get my truck and get started on the road to get over there to go meet with them because they're leaving. But I got one job for $6,000. It cost me $43 for the lead, but after this is for 4 weeks, I generated $2,000 in lead fees and only got one job out of it. So now my account has been suspended. And of course I'll pay them, but I'm not going to be generating any other leads right now. I have a few other opportunities.
Yeah, no, what we're saying is this, anything, the only thing that we're asking is like, if you said, hey, I'm going to do Facebook ads, we would tell you don't do it because we're already doing Facebook ads. Okay. So that means you would be spending more money and it interferes with what we're doing. So that's all we're saying. Okay.
But I could do another business name, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're talking about with this company specifically.
Got you. Okay, thank you for the confirmation.
You're welcome, of course. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement for this business?
Yes.
Now,
Go ahead.
It's okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives these business required documents in a timely manner. Okay? So we like to be proactive. Now, some of these are not going to apply to you. Okay? But some of these items may include business license or business insurance, right? Proof of it.
Okay.
Any other documents that are recommended for the Google business verification. And the reason that we say that is because if for any reason Google says, hey, we need this, we already have it. Okay. So send us a picture of your LLC. None of those items are going to show online. I'll send you a list. Okay.
Okay.
Now we do kindly ask Ernest that you get those documents submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes. And then if you could, if you could send me an email.
I will.
Confirming of those items because, you know.
Yes, I will. Right now, I'm going to send all of that to you.
Okay, because by the time I hang up. You know, I'll totally forget.
I know. It's okay. No, I'm going to send you, you're going to get emails on all of that. No worries.
Okay, good.
Now.
Okay.
Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 5th, 2026. In the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement. So, basically, we're asking you to stick it out with us, Ernest, for 3 months. Okay?
Okay.
Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the fifth day of each month in the discounted amount of $299.
Okay.
This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Remember, that's the number I asked you to save. You must speak with a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand that. Okay, so we have 3 months.
You're going to pay every month.
But,
I'm asking you to take it out for 3 months.
Okay,
so it's $299 every month.
Okay,
if
so
you
cancel. If you cancel, when?
For
like
the
before,
3 months.
Okay, gotcha. I thought,
yeah, so like,
so
let's say, for example, I'll tell you. Let's say you canceled, you paid the second month, and then you said, I want to cancel.
Uh-huh.
Your cancellation fee would be $199, okay?
Okay, okay.
If you pay your third month, and then you cancel after the third month, there is no cancellation fee.
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna stick it out. And
I know you are.
I just hope that you know, you understand that this money that I'm investing here, I'm hoping that it's going to get me back. You know, get me back where my phone is ringing again, where people can see me right now. I'm sitting in the desert, you know, waving my arms, and the only thing that's looking at me are the buzzards. You know, waiting for me to die so they can come and
get me. No, keep the vultures away, okay?
Yeah.
I just need you to have a little, just have a little bit of trust and faith in us. Let us do the rest, okay? We're going to do everything that we need to do on our end. You just need to be a little patient because it's not going to happen overnight, okay? But we're going to assist you every step of the way.
Okay.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, finance wanted me to offer you something, Ernest. I don't even know if it's something that you can do, okay? But they are offering that if you chose to pay the 3 months in advance, they're offering it to you at $700, okay? It's just something I wanted to let you know that finance mentioned. It's a special offer that they're giving you.
Okay.
Again, if you can't do it, don't worry about it. Okay, you continue with the $299. Basically, what it is, because like let's say you paid $299, right? You're paying that every month for 3 months. You would have invested what, $897, but when you pay $700, it's already covering your 3 months. You're not worried about the monthly bill, and technically, you're saving like $197, but if you look at it, $700, if you were to divide that by three, it's almost as if the program was costing you like a little less than $234.
Yeah, you're right. But I tell you what,
let's do the $299.
Let's do the 3 months.
You got
thing.
It.
And let's just do it that way. And regardless,
pay the $299 monthly.
Yes.
Right.
Regardless,
that's what I wanted to make sure. Okay,
and then, you know, something's going to happen, you know, it should happen. And
and again, it's like I said, you know, it might not be something you could do right now. Finance just wanted me to give you that offer, you know, so that way you knew. It's like, look, if I don't offer it, then they're like, how come you didn't offer him that when we told you to? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, Okay. So let me ask you this because I'm just updating the package and then I'll be processing the payment. I do need to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding, and what we do is we block out an hour. This is when you're going to speak with our technician about your keywords, your search terms. It's where the real magic is going to happen. How does your schedule look for tomorrow, Ernest? This is called your client interview and onboarding.
Now, do we just do this on the phone, or do I have to be on the computer?
Yeah, it's on the phone. Nope, it's on the phone.
We could do it tomorrow. We could do it tomorrow morning about this same time.
Let me tell you what times I have
okay.
for you tomorrow. Okay. Whatever time I give you, that's going to be in your time zone.
Okay.
I have 11, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Let's do 11.
11. Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Let me do this real quick before someone snacks that time for me.
Okay.
They go fast.
Right.
Like, before, it was so funny. Someone, one day I was like, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll take that time. I went to go input it, and then it's like, oh, the time's not available. What the heck? Someone already took it? Oh, my gosh. I got to be quick to the draw here. Okay. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Now, you don't need to do anything with it, okay? It's just letting
okay.
you know that we're going to call you tomorrow between 11
good.
And 12 o'clock, and we're going to call you from that 877 number.
Okay.
I need you to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, let's say
okay.
for some reason we call you and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes?
Okay.
We will call you right back. I'm going to also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay.
If
I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available when it's time to call you, Ernest, they won't even wait for me. They're going to be like, nope, we're calling them. Okay.
All right.
So, all right. So let me send the calendar invite. Now, you're going to start receiving a bunch of text messages and emails. There's two of them that I'm going to need you to find, and then we're going to be done. Okay? There's one that's going to say initial invoice. It might start off with, welcome, Ernest, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. And can you confirm the email that you have? Oh, yeah.
Economypain51@gmail.com.
Yes. Okay, so I just received one.
What does it say?
It says invitation from
an unknown vendor.
Okay.
Not that one. That one's from us. Yeah, not that one. That one's for your calendar invite. What's the next one that you see?
Okay, so the next one, Local Splash, initial
invoice. Beautiful. Open up that one. Okay. And so it goes on.
Access your dashboard, or do I please click here?
Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Okay.
And then what it's going to do, Ernest, it's going to open up a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to scroll almost towards the very bottom. You're going to see where it says mobile phone, and it has your phone number.
Yes, see it.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you see where there's these three boxes? The first box says, I agree to receive text messages, SMS messages to my phone. So you're going to click in that box because you're saying that you agree to Local Splash to sending you text messages. Okay?
Okay. I don't see that one. I see I certify that I am authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
You don't see the three boxes underneath your phone number where it says mobile phone?
There's only two boxes.
There's only two? Okay.
Yeah. And one says I certified I'm the authorized holder of the signing
click
credit
on that.
Card.
Click on that one.
I acknowledge that payments are automatically recurring.
Click on that one. Correct.
Okay. And then
type your name at the bottom where it says confirm your signature.
Here.
Click here and type your name.
Okay. Okay, and then confirm signature?
Yes.
Okay, but it was only two boxes. Let me see.
There should be three.
Okay, it says please accept. Oh, there it is. Was it there before? Oh, it was hidden. It was. It didn't slow down all the way. Okay, now there's three.
You're so silly.
Okay. Now, welcome to Local Splash.
Yes, perfect. Okay, so I wanted you to see this because, Ernest, this is a part where you would go in and track your results with us, okay?
Okay.
So you know that text message that I sent you earlier that had our phone number that I told you to save?
Uh-huh.
So that text message also has your login credentials for this reporting system. So I'm going to tell you what that is, okay?
Okay.
So your username is your phone number, no dashes, your phone number.
Okay, so username is phone number.
No dashes, just your phone number altogether.
Okay.
And then your password, it's all lowercase, all small letters, no capitals.
Okay.
And I'm going to spell it for you. Web, W like William, E like Ernest, B like boy, A as in apple, D as in David, S as in Sam. Web ads. All together.
Okay.
One word.
Okay. This is the what? The password?
Yep. This is the password. This is how you log in to that tracking and reporting system that you're looking at right now.
Okay. But I don't have to do that like this minute, right?
No. Okay. No, you don't have to. I would suggest log into there within 5 to 10 days to start seeing the work that's being done. Okay.
Okay. I'll do it tonight when I get back.
Yeah. Just to kind of get familiar with it. You don't need to do anything in there because the technician's going to be setting all that up. But so you can get familiar with logging in and logging out. Now, there's another email that I need you to find that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Uh-huh. Okay. So look for that one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, welcome to Local Splash, Action Needed.
That one. Action Needed.
Okay.
It says pictures needed for Google verification, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, we sent you a list, of pictures that we need from you. Just to have on hand, so if for any reason Google says, hey, we need to re-verify him, we already have this stuff in place. We're not calling you and now saying, okay, Ernest, now we need this, okay? So none of these are going to appear online. It's just so that way we have it in our back office, okay? So send us pictures of some of your work tools, your work equipment. Send us pictures of your work vehicle, even if it's your personal vehicle. Don't worry about that, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Send us pictures of your LLC, your insurance, okay? So on that list, there might be some items that you don't have, and that's okay. Just send us the ones that you do have, okay? Now, the last thing that I want to go over with you, and then we're all done. Two things. Do you prefer when we communicate with you that we text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Either or. Probably be best with email or text.
Email or text.
And then if you're wanting to do a call, maybe just call or something. I think email or text probably.
I'll put email and text first, and then call if they need to.
But you know what? Really, it's either or. Really, it's either or.
All three is fine. Okay.
Yeah, either or.
And then, how far do you want to target? Because I know Georgetown is one of your areas, and that's like, 17 miles? Do you want to start with, 30, or do you want us to increase it to 50 miles? 50 miles would be the furthest.
I would say 50, because definitely we want to do Austin as well, because Austin is a good target area for work.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, Pflugerville, the area that I live. Georgetown, Hutto, Taylor, Gerald, Cedar Park, Leander, did I say Round Rock? Round Rock. Let me see. And I don't know if they just was having those cities, does it include all the zip codes in those cities?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It will. Cool. Or okay. If we do the 50 miles, it's like throwing a blanket over it. Like,
okay,
it's
like cool.
On a circle of 50 miles and it throws a blanket over it.
Good okay. Deal. Yeah. Cause I think that works. Cause a lot, I had kind of changed it to, my radius to 100 miles. And, but I got one the other day. It was like, it was about like, I don't know how far, it was like an hour and 30 minutes away, and they
oh,
just
wow.
Wanted to fix the screen door or something. I'm like, I'm not going to drive that far to fix the screen door.
I would say let's keep it at the 50 miles. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Just like drawing a circle and throwing a blanket over it. Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yes, I think
perfect.
That's good.
Okay, good. Now, so we're going to start getting work done. With our
okay.
Timeline, and we'll send you notifications so you're aware of the work that we're doing. Within 5 to 7 days, Ernest, you're
okay.
going to be listed in the directories, which can start generating phone calls for you.
Oh,
okay?
My God. I might have a stroke if something happens. Good.
No. Now, and again, these are just, I'm sharing the timeline with you because I want you to have a realistic expectancy because, again, like I told
okay.
you, it won't happen overnight. But we know it's important for you to get calls as quickly as you can, and
yes.
that's why we get these things going. Now, within 7
okay.
to 14 days, okay,
uh-huh.
your Facebook ads, those are live, and those can also
okay.
start generating phone calls for you. Now,
okay.
what I always state,
mm-hmm.
okay,
uh-huh.
and this is what's written in our terms and conditions,
uh-huh.
the first page placement on Google, getting that page optimized
uh-huh.
on that first page, maintaining
okay.
it there, okay?
Uh-huh.
I will
mm-hmm.
always give you the timeline of 60
okay.
to 90 days, Ernest, even
okay.
when I have seen many times
uh-huh.
where it has happened sooner.
Sooner.
The
okay.
reason that I give you that timeline
mm-hmm.
is because I like to under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Me too.
So,
that's what I do too.
Yes. Now, I need you to make sure that you create the business Facebook page. So tomorrow, the
okay.
technician will walk you through it if you haven't already
okay.
started it. They'll send
okay.
you directions. They'll confirm
tell
that you're going
to
be making the page. Yeah, because we
okay.
need that. Once you have it
okay,
done.
Okay, I'm gonna see if I can get some help tonight. We've been
yeah.
wanting to set one up on another business that we're trying to do, that's not LLC.
Good.
And,
okay.
And then we'll see. And then what it could do, I don't know if you have any, or if it would help on a separate note, to use your services to get that, you know, maybe generated. I don't know because you
what type of
Facebook?
Business is it that you're working
it's gonna,
on?
It's gonna be a home improvement and repair.
Oh, nice.
A home improvement and repairs.
And oh, okay.
I already got the DBA. And so we're gonna get that set up. Except I have to get a different phone because I can't tie it to this business name or the phone number.
Mm.
And so I got to get another one. So
yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
trying to figure something else out. And so I don't know. I'll have to set up another account, you know, for that one. And
yeah.
And so I don't know.
Yeah.
If
I mean, it's definitely something. Yeah, there's definitely something we can assist you with once you're ready,
okay.
you know, to do
okay.
something with that. You know, I'm looking
okay.
at that picture that you sent me.
Uh-huh.
And Ernest, you know, I yeah. think this has to do with your website.
What do you mean? What is it? What do you mean?
So where it says to owner of the HTTPS www.economyhousepainting.com.
Uh-huh.
That's your website URL.
Yeah. But
so
they're saying that someone's the owner of it.
Well, and that's
like an authorized someone.
Yeah, so that's telling me, if you can find where that email came from, the email address,
okay,
that would be
I'm
really
track
helpful.
It down.
Yeah, try
okay,
to track,
track
it down,
it
and then let me know, because I'm thinking this has to do with your website.
Okay, now it does, I believe when I got it, I'll have to go back and look, it looks like it came from Google. It came from Google.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I need you to find out what, track the email, where it came from, okay?
Okay.
But looking at what you sent me, this is having to do with your website. But I need to know where the email came from. What
okay,
email address?
Because you know what I mean? It could be somebody, like if it's not Google, if it's not their actual, they're coming from their website, I mean from their email, then it's a scam getting one of me, either two, it's two things. One, it's an actual Google alert. And that this is happening, that this happened, and the other, it's a scam attempting to look like Google. So you'll go, oh no, yeah, this is Google telling me this, and I'm
exactly
gonna click it, and boom.
That's yeah. Don't
it,
whatever you do, like I said, do not click on anything,
okay,
but definitely try to track where it actually came from. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I will do. And then yeah, because we got to find out because, but. I haven't seen nothing nowhere of anybody being the owner of it, you know, of other than me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm glad. Hopefully,
I'm happy for you. You know what, Ernest?
What?
I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I want to thank you,
well, thank you
for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business, okay? So listen, you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to reach out to our 877 number because they're going to be the ones working on your account. We do everything here in-house, and we have a great team. So we're here for you every step of the way, okay?
Okay, and what I regret is waiting so long, but I hope you understand
it's
because I couldn't trust nobody. Yeah, I couldn't trust anybody.
I understand. I understand.
And so now, you know, I'm you know, hoping that this will work out, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, my dear. Well, listen, you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk mañana.
Okay?
Okay,
you too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.